National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2. My name is Marvin Herzog. My respondent's name is Dr. Mitchell Bork. This is Thursday, May the 27th, 1999. Dr. Bork, would you like to tell me more about the younger sister of the remarkable 16-year-old that you helped and who achieved so much?
The younger sister, whose name is Agnieszka, she's just finished her first year, freshman year, at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn. And she is a very good student. Her QPA after the first year is 4.0. And so she's obviously very talented. And during the summer, she will be working to earn some money for her expenses. Now, the first year, she had a full scholarship to Pratt. I suspect that they will extend the scholarship for her sophomore year.
Does she visit you here?
Yes, she does. She was here, as a matter of fact, about 10 days ago. Yes, because it was the previous weekend. She was invited by the Friedberg Foundation to attend their banquet and award ceremony. Now, last year, the Friedberg Foundation awarded her the first prize for her work. So this time, they invited her to come for the weekend, and of course, she stayed with me.
In retrospect, is there anything in your life you wish you could have changed?
Not really. I have been perfectly satisfied with my life and with what I have achieved and what I have done for others. I guess the 6 years in the former Soviet Union was not the most pleasant experience, but nevertheless, from a point of view of life, I think it was a very useful and enriching experience. I wouldn't change anything.
Your position in the community is, as you look back, is of importance, I should imagine.
Well, to some extent, but I really don't particularly care. I think that I have a certain amount of respect, particularly within the Polish group, the friends that I have with whom I keep in touch and so on.
And I should imagine academically as well.
Yes, sure.
Can you tell me how you view Jewish life in Pittsburgh with what you remember of Warsaw, for example, for the Jewish life in Warsaw?
All right. Now, as I mentioned in our previous conversations, we were not involved, really, to speak of, in Jewish life in Warsaw. And I am not involved in Jewish life in Pittsburgh either, so I cannot really compare the two. I have no way of comparison.
Can you recall stories were told to you about the ghettos, Jewish ghettos in Warsaw?
Well, during my times, there was no official ghetto. There was a part of Warsaw where the population, Jewish population, was bigger than non-Jewish population, but it was not restricted to Jews. The northern part of Warsaw, the northwestern part of Warsaw, that was mainly the Jewish area, but not a ghetto. There were shops, There were, the Jewish proletariat worked there. There were sweatshops. But there were non-Jews living too. And then there were Jews living in the other parts of Warsaw. So there was no official ghetto like, let's say, under the German occupation, or like in the Middle Ages or something like that.
Prior to your time,
yes,
was there any segregation or difference between the way in which Jews lived as opposed to the general population in Warsaw?
I cannot tell you because it was prior to my times, but I think that northwestern part of Warsaw and the part east of the river usually had Jewish populations.
Now, we heard so much about the Jewish uprising in Warsaw and the subsequent sending of the Jews to Treblinka, for example. Do you have any insight as to what happened there?
Well, I have been reading quite a bit, and as a matter of fact, only the day before yesterday, I received a letter from my cousin in Gdańsk with an article, with an interview with Dr. Mark Edelman, who was one of the staff of the Warsaw Uprising. I think the only one that's left alive, basically. And so it's a very interesting interview in this respect. And I met him, incidentally, when I was in Poland, I think, not last time, but the time before the last, when the girl's parents were alive. And the girl's mother. Her friend worked with Dr. Edelman, so she arranged for me to meet him. It was very interesting to meet the gentleman. But I read a lot about it. We saw the movie The Escape from Sobibor, which was very well done. There's enough of literature. So I have been reading, but I don't know exactly what you had in mind when you asked the question.
Well, this was post your leaving Poland, was it not?
The uprising? I was in the Soviet Union during that time. I was exiled, as an exile in the Soviet Union. So I wasn't there.
Now that you've gone through this worldly hegira, what is your view currently about what the present government is like in Israel and the change that was recently made?
Well, I think it's very interesting. I know some Israelis or people, I have friends who live in Israel, who travel there, and everybody is very pleased. Now, my attitude is toward the whole situation, and that goes for Israel as well as for Kosovo, for Yugoslavia. You cannot get rid of the people, so you have to live with them. Very simply, and it doesn't matter whether these are Albanians or whether these are Palestinians. They are there. Hitler tried to kill all the Jews, so he didn't succeed, obviously. There are still Jews left. You have to live with the people. Those prejudices, this is, the world is too progressed, really, to still delve into this thing. I mean, the Serbs are mad. They are getting even for a battle that they lost 610 years ago. Or there are still people who blame the Jews for crucifixion, whether it was not really the Jews. My feeling is you have to make to live with your neighbors, period. No matter what their color, faith, nationality.
Political motivation.
Well, of course. And so I feel this very frequently. It's more economic than political.
Is there anything else you would like to say regarding the government in the United States versus the government in Poland, specifically about the scholastics situation here, the differences in both countries with regard to politics currently?
Well, you see, as far as the politics in this country is concerned, it's okay with me. In other words, I'm satisfied, and I don't go for all that kind of business that we had about the president last year. That's his private life, and I voted for a president, not for a saint. So the country is going in, you know, it's economically sound. People seem to be happy, and I, having had some experience with propaganda, I felt that the business with the president was just to get him out or get, and it was very hostile, and they didn't like his attitudes, his politics, and so on. But as far as the government in Poland, well, from what I read, they are going through very difficult times because the country was ruined during, and we have to admit it was 50 years of occupation, because it was 5 years of Nazi occupation and 45 years of communism, more or less. It was about 50 years, and they ruined the country, both the Germans and the communists. So they are going through very difficult times.
Do you feel as though the academic situation there is improving? That is, when I say improving, I mean, do you think it's becoming similar to that in the old-time democracies like Great Britain and ours?
Well, I have always felt that as far as education or academics, as you referred to, that was very good in Poland before the war. I had an excellent education, and generally people had good education at that time, those who could afford it. After the war, the education was very good too, and many of the younger generation who came here were very well schooled. But you see, with education, it's there. You can take it or leave it. Look in this country, how many young people just leave it. They are not interested particularly in education, very small percent. But they are going there now. There is another reform of the educational system in Poland. They have to get used to democracy. They have to get all kinds of things straightened out.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell us?
No, whatever interests you.
Well, Dr. Bart, you have given us an interesting and lucid account of your life and times. And on behalf of the National Council of Jewish Women, we want to thank you for your very, very interesting discourse.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet with you, and to discuss those things.